This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports women's basketball star Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil.
Nearly 10 months after being detained in Russia, Griner stepped off a plane at a Texas military base. She was freed in a deal announced yesterday with Moscow, exchanged for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. It's unclear how long Griner will stay at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland or what comes next, including a potential return to the WNBA.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday further prisoner swaps between the United States and Russia were possible and that contacts between the two countries' intelligence services would continue. Russia continues to hold Paul Whelan, a U.S. Marine veteran who was convicted of espionage in 2020 in a trial that U.S. diplomats said had been unfair. A prominent Russian opposition figure has been sentenced to 8.5 years in prison after being convicted on charges stemming from his criticism of the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The sentence handed down to Ilya Yashin, one of the few Kremlin critics to have stayed in Russia, offers the latest indication of an intensified crackdown on dissent by Russian authorities. Yashin is charged with spreading false information about the military, a new offense added to the country's criminal law after President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine. Yashin said in a statement through his lawyers after the judge passed the sentence that with this hysterical move, the authorities want to scare us all, but it effectively shows their weakness. Only the weak, he says, want to shut everyone's mouth and eradicate any dissent. I'm Charles Zuladesma.
This is VOA News. Ahead of World Human Rights Day on Saturday, Cameroonian rights groups are protesting what they call the humanizing treatment of women and children displaced by the separatist crisis in two western provinces. Moki Edwin Kendeza reports for VOA from Yandui.
These are the voices of several hundred women and girls singing in streets in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Human rights activist Jeanette Ebale calls it very disheartening that so many women and girls fleeing the separatist war in Cameroon's English-speaking western regions do not find peace, love, and comfort in French-speaking towns. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi vowed on Friday to press on with a security crackdown on protesters the day after the execution of a man over recent government unrest that drew Western condemnation. Nationwide protests that erupted after the death in police custody of a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman on September 16th still pose one of the biggest challenges to rule in Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. On Thursday, Iran hanged a man who had been convicted of injuring a security guard with a knife and blocking a street in Tehran, the first such execution after thousands of arrests over the unrest. 9 people have died in a coal mine explosion in Indonesia's West Sumatra province. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
The blast, caused by noxious gases, occurred in a mine owned by a private company while miners were entering the mine pit. Octavianto, a spokesperson from a local search and rescue agency, said they were looking for one more miner who was still trapped inside. There were 12 miners thought to be working in the mining site during the explosion. Videos distributed by the National Search and Rescue Agency showed rescuers carrying victims out on stretchers and giving them oxygen from tanks. Other footage showed yellow body bags being carried out from the pit. I'm Sarah Nafa.
South Korean truckers voted to end their strike on Friday as it entered a third week with public support waning and the government refusing to budge, saying the action had caused quote-unquote astronomical damage to the economy. Many businesses prepared for the strike, which began November 24th, and were ready to weather short-term pain. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.